Reforming motorcycle licensing for safer roads. The government's consultation on improving moped and motorcycle training, testing, and licensing has led to a joint proposal from the Motorcycle Industry Association, MCIA, National Motorcyclists Council, NMC, and National Motorcycle Dealers Association, NMDA. The proposal aims to address concerns around rider safety and accessibility. Earlier this year, the government revealed a consultation with reforms to motorcycle training and licensing as a possibility within it. The review was put in place to assess the current motorcycle licensing framework, recognizing the risk faced by riders and the potential role motorcycles could play in tackling congestion and supporting net zero ambitions. According to the consultation, motorcyclists represented 21% of fatalities and 20% of serious injuries despite accounting for only 1% of traffic on British roads. This disparity highlights the need for a more effective licensing system that prioritizes rider safety. The joint proposal from the MCIA, NMC, and NMDA supports many of the consultation's proposals, including areas such as improving instructor qualifications, offering progressive access training, and the inclusion of theory and hazard perception when undergoing a CBT. However, all three bodies are calling for more rider safety while warning against making the system more restrictive or costly to navigate. The proposal seeks to balance rider safety with accessibility by introducing an incentivized progression pathway from CBT through to full license. This would allow riders to progress through the licensing categories in a more streamlined and affordable manner. A review of the current two-part motorcycle testing structure is also proposed, including a return to a single-event full test. This change aims to reduce the complexity and cost associated with the current system. Regulated access pathways for low-speed electric vehicles are also being considered as part of the reform proposal. This would help to increase accessibility and encourage more riders to choose environmentally friendly options. The wider reform proposal also includes changes concerning the full L category sector, which would aim to improve safety and reduce the risk of accidents. The joint proposal from the MCIA, NMC, and NMDA emphasizes the need for a balanced approach that prioritizes both road safety and accessibility. By introducing reforms that encourage progression through the licensing categories and increase accessibility, the proposal aims to improve rider safety while also supporting social mobility. Ultimately, the goal of the reform proposal is to develop a licensing, training, and testing framework that produces better trained riders, leading to improved safety and increased accessibility for all road users. The government's objective must be to create a system that encourages progression through the various license categories while positively supporting how people can move and travel in today's society. By working together, the MCIA, NMC, and NMDA believe that it is possible to create a licensing system that balances rider safety with accessibility and supports the government's objectives for improving road safety and reducing congestion. The reform proposal represents an important opportunity for the government to modernize the current licensing system and make it more effective in promoting road safety and social mobility.